Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Castro, Willie Rats Tom Out, and Wedding Talk. Coming up right after this.
Coming to Bob and Tom TV. It's a remake of one of the nation's most beloved sitcoms.
Oh, no.
Lamont, you big dummy. Did you tell the press I was in Argentina with my lover?
Gee, no, Pop. I did just what you told me. I said you were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, Elizabeth, this is a big one. I'm coming.
Oh, are you having a heart attack, Pop?
No, that was just a flashback to my last night in Buenos Aires.
Don't miss Sanford and Son this week on Bob and Tom TV. This time, it's about more than junk. It's about trashing your career.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Chick, how the heck are you?
Hey, buddy. Starting again. Yeah. Moving
on
to
the fighting.
Next
Never.
Hole.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. She's trying to stir it up.
She's an agitator.
I am.
Yeah, real troublemaker.
There's Ace Cosby.
Yeah.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
Our resident expert and dope. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
I want to give your
joke.
We were talking at some length about Draymond Green. And
Draymond Green. You know, the word hasn't been invented that you can mispronounce. Draymond.
It's an unusual name. Mr. Green's wedding, of course, he married Hazel Renee.
Yes. Wait, is her name Hazel Green now?
Yeah.
Oh wow. God.
That's kind of funny, right?
That is kind of funny. Hazel's green.
Oh.
But he didn't know.
Color.
He didn't know what you were going to
say. I'm just going to ask about rules that no one knows for the rest of the day. I'm going to ask about the policy that Russia has.
She may go by Hazel Renee Green.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the point is they were serving the marijuana bar, if you will, the marijuana buffet at the thing.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Her name is Hazel, and I mentioned that the name had kind of gone into disfavor. I like the name. And I think because of the TV show with the maid named Hazel.
First off, when was that?
Long time ago.
I mean, that was like one of the first sitcoms.
Yes, it was. It was in Kinescope.
Yeah.
It was a while back. I'm just saying the name, I think, has fallen into disfavor.
Because of that show.
I think so.
Julia Roberts has a child named Hazel.
See, that's because it's hip again. And then I mentioned, of course, the great song, Hooray for Hazel.
Which came after the show.
I wanted to ask, does anyone remember who that is?
No,
I don't.
Christy, you should know this.
I don't know who it is.
It's your fave, Tommy Rowe.
Really?
Wow. Tommy Rowe was my sister's fave. Dizzy?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great song. But.
Julia Roberts gave birth out of her mouth. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It was very large.
Very large.
Hooray for Hazel is Tommy Rowe's song.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm sorry to put that. I just don't want to.
You know what my problem
you knew
is?
It.
You know my problem is?
What's
I told each and every peep. No, it's you. And I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I had this Draymond Green story.
Yes.
I told you about it, and you couldn't be less interested.
Do you remember what you said?
Poo, 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 poo. And I said, you wait and see tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow this is all fascinating.
You said tomorrow morning it'll be all he wants to talk about.
Why wasn't it fascinating when I brought it up?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the cool details like this.
No,
chick's name is Hazel.
No.
That's I'm sorry. That is such a bad, bad song. God.
Well,
no,
let's
you
keep
just
playing
don't
it.
Listen to what he said. He
no.
did have all the details.
Oh, hang on a second. Do you listen to what he says?
Yes.
What are you, nuts? The guy who advocates flasher parking, dangerously blocking the entrance to stores, so for his convenience.
And you're going to be flasher parking before you know it. You wait and see.
I'm the one that I park super far away all the time and get a little
extra. Not all the time. You flasher park constantly.
When?
You flasher park a lot. And I will say, sometimes when you pick a kid up, you can do the flasher and hang out by like the corner where the store is or whatever.
Right.
He'll do it. He'll be there for hours just waiting, staring at his phone. You go to the parking lot. You sit in front of fire hydrants, Dad.
Oh,
oh boy.
Wow.
If I'm in the car, right? can always move it. Hey, look, this is we're supposed to be mocking him. you're apparently going off script. I think it's really interesting that they're openly doing things with NBA
Not only
players.
Is it interesting, it's a pivot point in society.
I think it's a very big deal that NBA players are openly using marijuana.
Yesterday, I didn't think much of it.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Okay. I think you got guys like Matt Barnes that used to play, that he's sort of an advocate now. He talks about it on a podcast a lot. I think things are just changing a little bit. You're right.
Who is the guy in the NFL that kept getting, is it
Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon, yeah, that kept getting nailed for marijuana. He's got to be pissed.
Yeah, sure. Same with like Ricky Williams.
Yeah. There are some guys going, hey, what the
hell? Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like the guys that were playing baseball and making $25,000 in 1968 now. There's guys that make that every time they go up to bat.
Well, sure. You know, nothing's consistent but change.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
In other sports, Castro is
Fidel?
a former leader of Cuba.
That's right.
You mean the guy that famously slid?
Did you know?
Wait a second.
Come on.
What's that? What do you have to say, Tom?
I love this story. I bet Chick doesn't know this. The guy that famously slid into third and his cell phone fell out of his pocket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in saying that was his first game in the bigs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He had just been called up.
I finally saw the video of it. I'm sorry, Chick. Go ahead.
He plays for the Pirates, doesn't he?
I feel your pain, my friend.
Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro has been suspended for one game. And fined an undisclosed amount for violating Major League Baseball's electronic device policy.
Well, he probably had it in his pocket so he could call his mom and say, hey, I'm in the bigs.
The suspension is the result of Castro having a cell phone in his back pocket while running the bases.
Tom, I think he didn't know.
I think you're partially right here. I think he did have his phone on him because he knew.
He'd just been called up.
Right.
I mean, for these guys, that is like the greatest day of
their life.
It's
in his back pocket and it slides out and,
Did you see the story over the weekend about the guy that had been in the minor leagues for 10 years and got called up and he called his mom? God, it was
that's cool.
So touching. So great. Working that hard. I'm sorry.
One game is fair.
Would you like the story better if a blunt had fallen out of his pocket? Would that make you happy?
That would have been fun.
One game is fair.
Are you yelling at yourself?
Yes,
right now?
I just switched sides.
Castro denied it, saying denied there was any intent. Quote: I don't think there's any professional ball player that would ever go out there with any intentions of taking a cell phone. It's horrible. It happened to me. Obviously, it was unintentional.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't blame the guy.
Maybe it's okay in the minors, and he's just used to having it.
I don't care what age he is.
Yeah, Christy, I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
A question for Christy Lee.
That was very funny.
Do you think if Castro had been a better-looking man, he'd have as many T-shirts out there as Che Guevara?
Oh. Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you think Che's a good looking guy?
He's a better looking than Fidel.
You see Che T-shirts on.
Yeah.
You've got the hots for Che Guevara, don't you?
No. You see them on Misinformed Youth running around. Thinking, right on. I'm with
you want
Che.
His beard on your thighs. I can see it.
No, I just think. Are you with me on this, Ace? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'm sorry, this doesn't involve the Raiders. You don't care. Okay. Back to you, Chief.
What do you do? Somebody in the world out there pissed you off yesterday. You're taking it out on us now. Sorry. I got no idea what happened.
You're
this
correct.
Is from, I can tell you what it was. They were paving in front of his school.
Yeah, this is from Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Play Smack Tom after all that marijuana nonsense. My dear Lord, it's time to bring in the white coats for Tom.
White coats.
My dear Lord.
Sorry. Let's just move forward here. Coming up in the news, reusable toilet paper.
That'll make you
happy. You think I'm angry now?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Bob and Tom, Willie dropping a dime on his dad live on the radio. Is the Griswold tapes coming to reality?
The Griswold tapes.
Give me more, give me more, give me more. Yours truly, Josh.
What did I do? I've been nice all morning. I
didn't know. No, you ratted him out on the Flasher Park.
Not Flasher Park. It's a lie. Mm.
That is a little different. You stayed in your car.
You'll just stay slightly in your car, yeah. Not in a parking spot, still on what's essentially an active street for hours at a time.
I got a question.
Yes, we know you do.
That guy Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
His wedding, did they have a crack bar?
Okay, I don't think that's...
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's my fault. I
never said it's your fault. I was laughing.
Okay.
Have you given up, Chick?
That's sports.
Christy, are you a marijuana user in legal states or anything?
No, I've never been a big marijuana girl.
Yeah, Josh, you're not a...
Boy,
imbibed.
Yeah, partaken.
What is? I know because we know what you have your beer character.
Oh yeah, Sir Dude the Party Night.
Sir Dude the Party Night. What is the marijuana Josh like?
I think he'd be Sir Josh the Anxiety Weirdo. I think that's why, right?
Oh yeah. It doesn't do it.
Paranoia.
Doesn't, yeah, it's not really good for me.
Yeah,
but I've had fun on it before and giggly.
Really?
Yeah, I'd probably giggles the, yeah.
If I could make a point, if marijuana edibles specifically were more reliable in how they, would respond to them, I would be an avid user, but you never know what you're going to get, and then the next thing you know, you're laying in your bed staring at your hand for 6 hours.
There's a product called, is it Delta 8?
Yeah, Delta 8.
And it's legal in most states, and I will admit that that's really helpful for me to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So I have done that. That's sounds, like an it's, edible.
It, Delta 8 sounds like a bad 70s TV show.
It does.
Yeah.
Martin Balsam in
Delta 8.
What is in Delta 8?
It's a THC derivative, but it's not as powerful as...
Okay, well, now, Mr. Gatto, I think it's time for a musical interlude. Anything in particular you'd like to do? I know you've been working on some new stuff.
Well, you were talking about wedding songs before. Did you want to do that?
Not your real wedding song.
Oh, my real wedding song's a tough one.
Now, you famously have a serious song that you wrote. And every
for a wedding.
And
oh, yeah. And I sang a song called Lighthouse that I wrote, my second song, at a lot of weddings. And every one of those weddings, the people got divorced. So I am no longer allowed to sing it at all or sing with the band at the reception.
Okay.
It's the curse of...
Now, we do have a wedding, a very short wedding story involving a boat. Mm-hmm. I love this story.
Officers with the Boston Police Department's Harbor Patrol Unit came to the rescue of a groom in danger of missing his own wedding. Patrick Mahoney was supposed to get married on Thompson Island in the middle of Boston Harbor, but the boat that was meant to ferry him to the island broke down. Not only was Mahoney stranded, but the groomsman, photographer, DJ, and all the floral arrangements stuck on the mainland. Officer Joe Matthews stepped in to save the day, transporting more than a dozen people to the island on his police boat.
That's cool.
So that Mahoney's marriage to Hannah Crawford could go on schedule.
All right.
What a fun story. Yes. See, that's a happy story.
Here comes the tide.
Already good.
So silly.
Well, this is your second one-line song of the day.
My actual wedding song that my ex-wife, we'll call her Kimberly because that's her name.
Yeah.
She picked out is the Eric Clapton song that you probably love, Wonderful Tonight.
Mm-hmm. I hate that song.
Beautiful, melodic song, but
Eric's worst song.
Starts off fine, should have been shame. She's waiting for his wife, Patty Boyd, to get ready for a party, and she takes forever. He wrote the song.
Well, she's talking to George Harrison.
Here's how it should have gone.
Oh.
It's late in the evening. She's wandering with clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup.
brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I said, hurry up! You look fine. We're supposed to be there at 9.
That's how it should have gone.
You look fine.
I hate that song.
Do you?
I think it's nice. Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, I hate that.
That was the wedding song of that particular era.
That was
year.
Absolutely the number one. Yeah.
What is it now?
Song by Train.
What's his face? Edwin McCain's song, I think.
Oh, I love that.
Ed Sheeran has one.
I love I'll Be. That's a great song.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran has one.
No way I'll Be is that popular.
not anymore. Country song.
I'll have you know. Do you remember when we had Edwin in here? He gets paid serious dollars to show up.
I love that song. I'm just saying. It's not.
Yeah, it's like a lovely song. Right. It's like 20 years old. It's probably not the most popular song of today. Right. I think it's always
so.
The last couple weddings I went to, it was a country song, and I can't remember the name of it.
I Swear.
Is it? I Swear?
Yeah, maybe that's.
That doesn't sound like a very good wedding song.
Well, I Swear.
If you talk back
to me, I'll swear.
I'll smack you in the face.
I'll curse.
Christy, have you thought about this? I'm not trying to press you in anything, but in the event that you get married again, maybe something from the Classics 4. Thank you, Ace.
Train,
right? Marry Me? See,
the top...
Christy's fourth wedding is
here. Top 9 songs. Marry Me by Train, Speechless, Dan and Shay.
That's it.
What's that? What's the Bruno Mars one?
Safety Suit by Never Stop by Safety Suit. Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Okay, yep. This says August 2022, the most popular song at weddings is.
Oh! Look at him smile.
I'm levitating. Woo! Me and Chick, we dig this.
Boy, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance.
The baby.
That's why they're getting married, DaBaby.
DaBaby performs at Draymond's wedding.
There you go. Ties it all together, Ace.
I had that story yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Nobody paid attention.
That's how this whole started.
Shut up. Here's the hook. Sugar Boo coming up. I'm levitating. Okay, good.
Can we hear Josh's version? You have that there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh!
I didn't mean to throw you off. I love that.
Yeah, do you mean this one?
Yeah. That's
how about this for a parody song? I'm watching Dua Lipa. She's pretty.
I'm masturbating. Josh and I wrote that simultaneously. Didn't even know it.
Monkeys coming up.
Masturbating Monkeys. Yeah. What if we had one about you, people watching the show? I'm watching Bob and Tom show. Tom's talking. You're aggravating.
I would go with pontificating. Wait a minute. I don't know.
Pontificating.
So what is the most popular wedding song now?
He just
Train, marry me.
Marry me. You've never heard it, have you?
It's a little on the nose, isn't it? Impersonal to the couple.
No, it's not your opinion, dickless. It's
no, no.
If you were to get married, what's
in Chick's defense? My penis fell off.
You didn't know about that, did you?
I told you in confidence.
Yeah, I reached for it.
You're actually running out of witty asides. Now it's just name calling.
Do you and your boo have a song?
No.
He wouldn't know if they did.
If you were to get married.
What's the word I'm looking for? Divergent taste in everything?
Mm. Well, what about that song that plays on your ringtone when she calls?
Oh, that's the Wicked Witch.
Excuse me, Chick. Could you get Dickless out of here?
Hey, Dickless, you gotta go.
Hey, it's your ringtone. I'm not
Well, that went well.
No, we have kind of divergent taste in many things.
Well, that's fine.
Do you and your boyfriend like all the same stuff?
Dad, yeah, pick your phone up.
Yeah, go ahead.
You call your...
Okay, this is all for 20. When we come back, we're going to find out what Christy's boo... Is it boo or bo? Boo?
It's a boo.
You can be a boo. I can have a boo. You can have a boo.
And you guys do have different tastes.
Does your beau have a boo?
I hope he has a boo. I hope I'm hoping.
Like, for instance, Tom, you like shredded wheat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she likes young black guys.
It's all different. It's so different.
I got to go change my underwear.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.